And still suffering from this, and you've got a little
cough.
And if you take some of those antihistamines for it, I better go on back to bed. This medicine makes me real
drowsy.
And so I still got some studying to do, so I'm going to sleep now, but at 6 o'clock I'll
get up.
Okay, or to you get sleep, and you want to sleep until 6 o'clock, so at 6 o'clock you stop sleeping.
Wake up.
And your roommate might say, she told me at 6 o'clock she wanted me to
wake her.
You say wake her or wake her up?
Wake her up.
Say, I don't know what time you get up for. Let's just say theoretically, 8:30. Okay, say 8:30 this morning, Hannah.
Got up.
I'm using wake.
I woke up. Okay.
Would you ever say wake up?
No.
I thought that was something I was saying. If the person is sick and I think it's a child, and the mother goes and puts the medicine there out of bed and comes back an hour later, they say, why didn't you
take your medicine?
Okay. And say, so you should have
taken.
And the child says, oh, all right, and just a minute,
take.
Besides, it hasn't been very long since then.
Took.
What do you say about somebody who can't hear very well?
Deaf.
I suppose they're just starting to lose their hearing. They're not quite deaf.
Deafening. I've heard D.
Oh.
About old people.
Does that mean something?
I think so.
Suppose, talking about somebody who, you know, it's just a little bit there.
Mm-hmm.
Would you use a bit more?
No.
Do you ever use hard of hearing?
Yes. Hard of hearing.
Mm-hmm. Suppose you're outside, okay, let's say maybe just, sitting at a swimming pool or something, trying to read. And it was so hot that, you know, you can hardly stand it, so you finally get up, you go inside, and you close your tunnel, start feeding, you say, my goodness, look how I
perspired, sweated.
What's the difference between perspire and sweat?
Animals sweat, people perspire.
You think people really go about it, really?
No.
Okay. What do you call, a really bad sore that you might have in your neck or in your body somewhere. And if it's real bad, the doctor has a lance.
Ball.
Okay. Suppose it has more than one head to it.
Really nasty. I don't know.
Or more than one core. So
carbuncle? I don't know if it's called.
And when the ball opens, the stuff drains out of it.
Pus.
Okay, and if you had an owl ball or a bee sting, it might just get bigger. The whole area might get bigger than that. You say that running in my hand.
Swell.
And you say, yesterday it was normal size, but just overnight it
swelled.
And you say now it's gotten pretty bad. But
swollen.
Especially in a blister, the liquid that comes in it is called
juice.
Okay.
No.
Would you call it water?
No.
How about you?